Proclamation number 8344 of 1st of December, 1962. God's commission to his servants. I will bless your work which is meant for the spreading of my word, for truly, the spiritual hardship is great, the darkness is almost impenetrable, and humanity needs a light through which the path it should take in order to achieve the purpose on earth is illuminated, to return to me, from whom all beingness once originated. People know nothing about the most important thing in earthly life, about the return to me, just as they don't know about the meaning and reason for their existence as a human being. And therefore they know nothing about it because they don't kindle the light of love within themselves which would give them spiritual brightness and thus truthful thinking. And therefore a light has to be brought to these people, through the shine of which they can gain a small enlightenment if they accept the advice you bring to them through my word, which reveals my will. People must be helped, for they are helpless in their spiritual blindness, and there is only one help, that they are admonished to live a life of love, that my will is made known to them, which consists of fulfilling the commandments of love. If you, my servants on earth, succeed in informing them of this, if you merely induce them to think, then a blessed work will already have been accomplished, for then it will also be possible for the beings of light to intervene in their thoughts, for everything will be done to pull people out of their spiritual hardship, to bring them help, to save their souls from the end. And thus you only ever have to be diligently active for me and tirelessly work in the vineyard, to plant the seed, with which I provide you so abundantly, in fertile soil. To convey my word to people's hearts, so that the seed will sprout and bear abundant fruit. So that my word will give strength and light to all who willingly accept it. Every assistance will be granted to you from me to carry out the work for me and my kingdom, and the more willingly you comply with this work the richer blessings will flow to you as well as to all people to whom you convey a delectable gift which originated directly from me and which therefore cannot remain without effect either. Provided that this gift of grace is not consciously rejected, which, however, only proves the hard resistance of people who are still under my adversary's control. But remember the many weak and undecided people who only need strong support, who only need to be enlightened about their purpose of existence, who are not unwilling when they are truthfully instructed. You should help them and create the opportunity for them to receive my word through you. For I will not stop speaking to humanity and I only want you, my servants, to continue praying my word, because I cannot address people directly but there is no other option but to convey to them what they need for their ascent upwards. Don't let any work spoil you. Be diligently active and believe that my eye rests favorably on you who willingly serve me and fulfill the task I repeatedly give you because time is pressing. Yet my concern for love will not cease, it will not let up and time and again will try to bring help, for which you, my servants on earth, should support me insofar as it is easier for you to gain access to people's hearts than it is for me, who, due to people's imperfection, cannot come into contact with them so closely that they would be able to recognize me and give up their resistance. But they can accept you because you do not force them to believe but leave it up to their free will whether they listen to you or not. But you receive the seed from me which you shall impart to them, and I will provide for you abundantly so that every person can receive what it needs. The great adversity causes me to repeatedly stimulate you into ego activity, for I need you and therefore explain to you time and again in what way you can be of service to me. Yet I do not force your will either. If, however, you have love within you, you will do everything yourselves to participate in the Redeemer's work, You will take pity on your fellow human beings' great spiritual hardship and strengthen your will to find a remedy. And truly, you will always be able to be certain of my blessing. Amen.